Chapter 55. An hour in seeing him, I shall not be able to get one wink of sleep tonight, I know, unless I have the satisfaction of reflecting that I have confided this matter to a professional man. Apostrophe, here's an old woman coming upstairs, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller, perhaps she knows where we can find somebody. Hello, old lady, here's Mr. Perker's people. Apostrophe, 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 Mr. Perker's people, apostrophe said a thin, miserable-looking old woman, stopping to recover breath after the ascent of the staircase, apostrophe, Mr. Perker's people's gone, and I may go in, to do the office out. Apostrophe, are you Mr. Perker's servant? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. I am Mr. Perker's laundress, apostrophe replied the woman. Ah, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, half aside to Sam, it's a curious circumstance, Sam, that they call the old women in these inns, laundresses. I wonder what's that for? Apostrophe, cause they has a mortal aversion to washing anything, I suppose, sir, apostrophe replied Mr. Weller. I shouldn't wonder, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, looking at the old woman, whose appearance, as well as the condition of the office, which she had by this time opened, indicated a rooted antipathy to the application of soap and water. Do you know where I can find Mr. Perker, my good woman? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, I don't, apostrophe replied the old woman gruffly, he's out of town now. Apostrophe, that's unfortunate, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, where's his clerk? Do you know? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, I know where he is, but he won't thank me for telling you, apostrophe replied the laundress. I have very particular business with him, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick. Won't it do in the morning? Apostrophe, apostrophe said the woman. Not so well, apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick. Well, apostrophe said the old woman, if it was anything very particular, I was to say where he was, so I suppose there's no harm in telling. If you just go to the Magpie and Stump, and ask at the bar for Mr. Lowten, they'll show you into him, and he's Mr. Perker's clerk. Apostrophe, with this direction, and having been furthermore informed that the hostelry in question was situated in a court, happy in the double advantage of being in the vicinity of Clare Market, and closely approximating to the back of New Inn, Mr. Pickwick and Sam descended the rickety staircase in safety, and issued forth in quest of the Magpie and Stump. This favored tavern, sacred to the evening orgies of Mr. Lowten and his companions, was what ordinary people would designate a public house. That the landlord was a man of money-making turn was sufficiently testified by the fact of a small bulkhead beneath the taproom window, in size and shape not unlike a sedan chair, being underlet to a mender of shoes. And that he was a being of a philanthropic mind, was evident from the protection he afforded to a pieman, who vended his delicacies without fear of interruption, on the very doorstep. In the lower windows, which were decorated with curtains of a saffron hue, dangled two or three printed cards, bearing reference to Devonshire cider and Danzig spruce, while a large blackboard, announcing in white letters to an enlightened public that there were 500,000 barrels of double stout in the cellars of the establishment, left the mind in a state of not unpleasing doubt and uncertainty as to the precise direction in the bowels of the earth in which this mighty cavern might be supposed to extend. When we add that the weather-beaten signboard bore the half-obliterated semblance of a magpie intently eyeing a crooked streak of brown paint, which the neighbors had been taught from infancy to consider as the stump, apostrophe we have said all that need be said of the exterior of the edifice. On Mr. Pickwick's presenting himself at the bar, an elderly female emerged from behind the screen there, and presented herself before him. Is Mr. Lowten here, ma'am? Apostrophe, apostrophe, inquired Mr. Pickwick. Yes, he is, sir, apostrophe replied the landlady. Here, Charlie, show the gentleman into Mr. Lowten. apostrophe, the gentleman can't go in just now, apostrophe, said a shambling potboy, with a red head, cause Mr. Lotan's a-singin' a comic song, and he'll put him out. He'll be done directly, sir. Apostrophe, the red-headed potboy had scarcely finished speaking, when a most unanimous hammering of tables, and jingling of glasses, announced that the song had that instant terminated. And Mr. Pickwick, after desiring Sam to solace himself in the tap, suffered himself to be conducted into the presence of Mr. Lotan. At the announcement of a gentleman to speak to you, sir, apostrophe a puffy-faced young man, who filled the chair at the head of the table, looked with some surprise in the direction from whence the voice proceeded. And the surprise seemed to be by no means diminished, when his eyes rested on an individual whom he had never seen before. I beg your pardon, sir, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, and I am very sorry to disturb the other gentleman too, but I come on very particular business, and if you will suffer me to detain you at this end of the room for 5 minutes, I shall be very much obliged to you. Apostrophe, the puffy-faced young man rose, and drawing a chair close to Mr. Pickwick in an obscure corner of the room, listened attentively to his tale of woe. Ah, he said, when Mr. Pickwick had concluded, Dodson and Fogg sharp practice theirs capital men of business, Dodson, and Fogg, sir. Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick admitted the sharp practice of Dodson and Fogg, and Lotan resumed. Perker ain't in town, and he won't be, neither, before the end of next week. But if you want the action defended, and will leave the copy with me, I can do all that's needful till he comes back. Apostrophe, that's exactly what I came here for, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, handing over the document. If anything particular occurs, you can write to me at the post office, Ipswich. Apostrophe, that's all right, apostrophe replied Mr. Perker's clerk. And then seeing Mr. Pickwick's eye wandering curiously towards the table, he added, Will you join us, for half an hour or so? We are capital company here tonight. There's Samkin and Green's managing clerk, and Smithers and Price's chancery, and Pimkin and Thomas's out-o'-door sings a capital song, he does and Jack Mammer, and ever so many more. You're come out of the country, I suppose. Would you like to join us? Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick could not resist so tempting an opportunity of studying human nature. He suffered himself to be led to the table, where, after having been introduced to the company in due form, he was accommodated with a seat near the chairman, and called for a glass of his favorite beverage. A profound silence, quite contrary to Mr. Pickwick's expectation, succeeded. You don't find this sort of thing disagreeable, I hope, sir? Apostrophe apostrophe said his right-hand neighbor, a gentleman in a checked shirt and mosaic studs, with a cigar in his mouth. Not in the least, apostrophe replied Mr. Pickwick. I like it very much, although I am no smoker myself. Apostrophe, I should be very sorry to say I wasn't, apostrophe interposed another gentleman on the opposite side of the table. It's board and lodgings to me, a smoke. Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick glanced at the speaker, and thought that, if it were washing too, it would be all the better. Here there was another pause. Mr. Pickwick was a stranger, and his coming had evidently cast a damp upon the party. Apostrophe, Mr. Grundy's going, to oblige the company with a song, apostrophe said the chairman. No, he ain't, apostrophe said Mr. Grundy. Why not? Apostrophe apostrophe said the chairman. Because he can't, apostrophe said Mr. Grundy. You had better say he won't, apostrophe replied the chairman. Well then, he won't, apostrophe retorted Mr. Grundy. Mr. Grundy's positive refusal to gratify the company occasioned another silence. Won't anybody enliven us? Apostrophe apostrophe said the chairman, despondingly. Why don't you enliven us yourself, Mr. Chairman? Apostrophe apostrophe said a young man with a whisker, a squint, and an open shirt collar dirty, from the bottom of the table. Here. Here. apostrophe said the smoking gentleman, in the mosaic jewelry. Because I only know one song, and I have sung it already, and it's a fine of glasses round to sing the same song twice in a night, apostrophe replied the chairman. This was an unanswerable reply, and silence prevailed again. I have been tonight, gentlemen, apostrophe said Mr. Pickwick, hoping to start a subject which all the company could take a part in discussing. I have been tonight, in a place which you all know very well, doubtless, but which I have not been in for some years, and know very little of. I mean Gray's Inn, gentlemen. Curious little nooks in a great place, like London, these old inns are. Apostrophe, by Jove. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the chairman, whispering across the table to Mr. Pickwick, you have hit upon something that one of us, at least, would talk upon forever. You'll draw old Jack Bammer out. He was never heard to talk about anything else but the inns, and he has lived alone in them till he's half crazy. Apostrophe, the individual to whom Lowten alluded, was a little, yellow, high-shouldered man, whose countenance, from his habit of stooping forward when silent, Mr. Pickwick had not observed before. He wondered, though, when the old man raised his shriveled face, and bent his gray eye upon him, with a keen inquiring look, that such remarkable features could have escaped his attention for a moment. There was a fixed grim smile perpetually on his countenance. He leaned his chin on a long, skinny hand, with nails of extraordinary length, and as he inclined his head to one side, and looked keenly out from beneath his ragged gray eyebrows, there was a strange wild slyness in his leer, quite repulsive to behold. This was the figure that now started forward, and burst into an animated torrent of words. As this chapter has been a long one, however, and as the old man was a remarkable personage, it will be more respectful to him, and more convenient to us, to let him speak for himself in a fresh one. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.